This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Reporter Brian Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt that perhaps you know now on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
In 1976, Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard had died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
He's missing and presumed drowned after an apparent
boat. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
There it is. Shots.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
What they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, Theodore. It's not going to be easy. But I'll tell you this. We can and
front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Good afternoon. I am your guest host for the hour. My name is Royce White here from the Belly of the Beast in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great to be back on InfoWars again, this most historic and legendary platform. I want to say thank you to Alex Jones for allowing me to host this hour. My thoughts and prayers are with the great Owen Schroyer, victim of kangaroo courts. Now we hear being held in solitary confinement, which shouldn't shock any of us. Very hard thing to deal with. We're really living in times of all-out tyranny. And I don't have to tell this audience, but many times what will happen when I'm on InfoWars is your mainstream, your liberal mainstream media industrial complex will use it as evidence to the fact that I'm a conspiracy theorist or, you know, darling of the dangerous far and alt-right. So there's a chance that what we say here reaches people who are either in the middle or even on the complete other side than we are. I've been listening to Alex Jones and InfoWars for the better part of 20 years, ever since I was probably about 15 years old, so I say about 17 years. And they'll use that as a reason to disqualify me from my senatorial race here in the 24 election cycle in Minnesota against Amy Klobuchar. And if you want, my Senate website will be up in the weeks and days to come. So check back. It's not up right now, but you can go and make donations and so on and so forth. But, you know, they'll use my being on the show as a disqualifier to be a United States Senator. And that's why I talk forthright, not only to this audience, but I talk about things in terms of whoever may be hearing it anywhere in the world. Because we are at that moment in world history, and in the history of this country, but in the history of the world, and America is the bastion of freedom all around the world. We are the last bastion of freedom, the only real and true bastion of freedom. Not to say they don't have freedom in other countries or they're not prioritizing freedom in other countries, but America is a unique nation, to say the very least. And I think what Alex Jones has predicted has never been more true than right now. There's never been a time in my lifetime that was more evidence, proof that Alex Jones was right than what we're living in right now. Whether it's kangaroo courts, lawfare, weaponized politicized, weaponized judiciaries, DAs, judges. We're living in a sort of a kangaroo court banana republic. And I think I wrote a letter when Alex Jones was going through, it still is going through, but when Alex Jones was first brought up on charges and sued, I said that this was going to be the start of the end. And shortly, you know, after it was Steve, and then it was Donald Trump getting the crosshairs of lawfare, Owen Schroyer, and the list is just going to continue to grow. And we all have to make a decision at some point about how the country either burns or is saved. And part of saving that republic, part of saving the country, part of preserving freedom is understanding what the danger and threat is. And Alex Jones has done a better job than anybody in communicating and articulating what that danger is. And we're seeing it now. And I like to start from the most, this is just me, you know, as somebody who formerly suffered from anxiety disorder. This is just me. And I think it's prudent. I think our founding fathers had a similar view of the construction of government and our founding documents. They started from the worst case scenario and they worked their way back to hoping for the best. Right? We prepare for the worst, but we hope for the best. And that's kind of how our system of governance was constructed as well. And so starting from the worst case scenario, what should we be concerned about? What should we be worried about? What are the real dangers? What are the real threats? Now, some would wake up today and try and politicize and use the mass shootings in Maine as a pretext to say that the Second Amendment is what you should be worried about, and crazies with guns, gun nuts, people who are carrying firearms are what you should worry about. And you may, you know, go to your local watering hole or the mall near you and be shot and killed in some volley of random terroristic gunfire. And those people that would promote that, those people that would try and keep the scope of your political worldview in that area, in that vector, those are the very people who have the most dangerous and pernicious thing planned for you. And the most dangerous and pernicious thing planned for you is that you beg for the expansion of government, that you beg for the expansion of the federal government, that you beg to give over your rights and freedom, your sovereignty to a global police state. And what are the three circumstances that are most likely to springboard that police state, that are most likely to cause free citizens all across the country and all across the world to give up that freedom? War, plague, financial crisis. They're going to make you beg for universal basic income. They're going to crush the economy. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to make the economy so unstable, or at least appear to be so unstable, that they can justify a sort of economic tyranny with the likes of which we've never seen before. And they're going to make you beg for universal basic income. And then they're going to release viruses. They're going to mistakenly leak viruses from level 5 pathogen labs that will eventually make you beg for vaccines. And last but not least, they're going to create so much chaos. They're going to create so much violence. They're going to create so much unlawfulness that you're going to beg for martial law. Universal basic income, vaccines, martial law. And they can make you beg for it. And I see many of the conservative variety right now asking themselves about radical Islam or the dangers of radical Islam. What are we going to do about the Muslims? What are we going to do about Islam? Your founding fathers already sorted this out for you. Your founding fathers already gave you all the tools, all the ideological, philosophical tools you need as a citizen to be able to carry yourself in a way that's confident and righteous and sovereign. I don't fear Muslims. When we say free the Uyghurs, I get Muslims from all around the world that message me and say, hey, we appreciate you talking about the things that many of our own Muslim and Arab leaders won't talk about. We appreciate you calling for the Chinese government to be held to account for their humanitarian crimes. We appreciate that. But just in general, I'm not afraid of Muslims. The Second Amendment protects me from any would-be victimizer that's out there. But many of us, we seem to think that if we have more police, then we'll be safer. Well, I'm just here to tell you, you know, I don't hate police. I'm not anti-police, but I know that 90% of the police took the vaccine. I know that 80 to 90% of the military took the vaccine. So obviously the people who were charged, who took an oath to protect us from tyranny, who took an oath to protect us from wickedness and enemies, foreign and domestic, have had a huge lapse in their moral judgment. huge lapse in their moral judgment. And who do we look to now? Who do we look to when the institutions that we've trusted with our safety and our freedom have fallen victim to whatever circumstance, whatever influence, whatever power that moves them? Whether it be worldly or otherworldly, whether it be, you know, here or metaphysical, whether it be corrupt crony capitalists, polite, polished puppet politicians, or the great evil one himself, Satan. Who do we look to when the people who we've trusted our safety and security and freedom to give over to the status quo? Well, our founding fathers were so brilliant, they already gave you the answer. You look to yourself. You look to you. You look to you, your family, your community, your loved ones. Small arm militias, the Second Amendment. You don't have to worry about radical Islam or any other radicals that would be out there in the world. You need to protect yourself at all times. And we're going to talk more about that over the course of this hour. I'm your host, Royce White. I'm happy to be with you this afternoon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guest host for the hour, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And before the break, we were talking about the three springboards to a global police state. One, violence, chaos, war. They're going to make you beg for martial law. Plague. They're going to make you beg for vaccines. They're going to make you beg for lockdowns to restrict the freedom of movement. And last but not least, financial crisis. They're going to make you beg for a universal basic income. They're going to make you beg to restructure the global monetary system. And this isn't conjecture. We've seen it all before. We've seen world war become a means of a totalitarian police state. Wasn't global, but it was close. We've seen now through COVID that plague become the springboard to a call for the restriction of freedom of movement. And we've seen the financial crisis, the financial system be restructured on the tail end of a world war and on the tail end of a financial a collapse. This was the Bretton Woods Conference. This was post-World War II. This is the post-World War II democratic liberal order that you live underneath now. And you are living underneath it, right here, right now, today. And so I ask all my citizens out there today, what can you do? What will you be called to do? What will you be called to give up? What will you be called to give up to save the Republic? What will you be called to give up to save this country? I can't answer it for you. Only you can answer. But you need to start to ask the question now, and you need to start to have an answer right now. Because when they start throwing truth tellers in prison, And put them in solitary confinement, like Owen Schroyer, for speech crimes. The day is near. The darkness is coming. And I don't say that to be doom and gloom. You know, me and Alex and other people like us, we were made for a time such as this because I think part of us, you know, wakes up in the morning and we look forward to the fight. We're fighters. We look forward to a moment such as this, where we can prove our faith and loyalty to God and our own sense and understanding of how to be righteous and good and the defense of the weak and the vulnerable and human beings all across the world, here in our home, here in our nation, here in our own family. We look forward to that fight. You have to start to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice in the interest of freedom, in the interest of the ability to be able to practice your faith as you so choose, to speak your mind freely? I was watching a great debate. I went back and I watched a great debate again between Steve Bannon and David Frum. David Frum is a conservative stalwart of, in American politics from Canada, of the conservative neocon rhino variety. And he says right in the debate that conservatism, what we're trying to conserve is what's good about being liberal. And hey, I understand, you know, we're not here to demonize liberals or liberalize liberalism. There are many traditional liberals that you know, so-called, you know, have a more American bent to their political worldview. But that's not really what he means. He means liberalism. He means liberalism as a cover for globalism. And when you say globalism, anybody who says globalism, including myself or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon or Donald Trump even, we get fenced as being anti-Semitic. There's nothing anti-Semitic about the word globalism. There's nothing anti-Semitic about it at all. And we're on the precipice of a fight there in Israel, a war in Israel. And once again, global forces, global institutions, a global agenda is going to use Jews and the fear of Jews or the fear for Jews to try and push us into a global conflict that undermines and erodes America, but also leaves the Middle East unstable and dangerous, even more dangerous for Israel. And I haven't been on the show since this war broke out in Israel, but I've been one of the people that's out there that has the courage to speak about, you know, whether it be 501c3 Christianity or Islam or the Jewish identity or any other cultural identity with a full throat. Hell, the black bourgeoisie. Nobody am I more critical of than the black bourgeoisie, who are one of the fundamental linchpins of this entire globalist agenda. You know, give up your, you know, the white man's been so bad to you. Give up your citizenship, your American national citizenship for a more fruitful global citizenship. Feel free to move about the world. You know, go travel to Israel. Go travel to Israel. But hey, if a terrorist attack breaks out in a country where they're surrounded by their enemies and you get taken hostage, no real telling that we won't counterstrike and bomb Gaza and Palestine with you in it. And I had the chance to watch the Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones debate last night, and I thought it was an interesting conversation, and I tend to agree with Alex that the Jews are being used. And what's more important to point out is there are Jews and then there are anti-Jews, just like there are people who are black and then there are people who have black skin but don't really serve the fundamental interest and well-being and prosperity of black people. And so what Nick Fuentes' problem is, what many people's problem is who have accepted this British intellectual tradition of social Darwinism, of Darwinism, what their problem is that they reduce human beings down to their prescribed categories. But it's not really effective. I mean, they've been at that now for quite a while, and they haven't been able to stop or cease any of the problems that continue to occur in the country. You know, there are people who say they're black, who use the black identity, who use their black skin, who use their black appearance to make the claim or justify their willingness to participate in a corrupt status quo. We see that. We know that. Us black men are starting to wake up. That's why you're seeing people say in words for Trump. It ain't about Trump. It's the understanding that they've been lied to and that black people traditionally have been used as the poster child of this scam. That's what made Kanye West relevant in politics. It's throughout the entire hip hop culture. There was this tacit approval of liberal politics. But just because you have black skin doesn't mean you're working in the interest of black people. And just because you say you're Jewish or you're a Jew doesn't mean you're working in the interest of Jewish people. In fact, some of the people, most of the people, a lot of the people, a lot of the prevailing elites in the Jewish community, especially internationally or politically, come right out and tell you that they don't believe in the fundamental tenets of being Jewish or being a Jew, which is the belief in submission to God. If you don't believe in God, you're not a Jew. The idea that you could be a Jew racially or ethnically is a complete scam. And somebody who's a Christian, who believes in the Bible, who understands the Bible and the scripture, should be able to tell you that. And when Nick Fuentes fails to distinguish between the two, I ask myself, who is he and what is he up to? Why is he running people back into the arms of the left? With some half-baked explanation of such an important geopolitical matter at such an important geopolitical time. Stay through to the other side. We're going to talk more.
Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Royce White of the Hour, guest host of the Hour anyway, here in the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm so thankful and appreciative to the InfoWars team and the great Alex Jones for allowing me to guest host. This is one of the most spiritually awake and conscious audiences in the entire world, the most spiritually awake and conscious audiences in the world. And to go from being a fan as a young man to being able to host and contribute to the platform is an incredible honor. I'm running for United States Senate. I said earlier in the first hour, I'm running for United States Senate here in Minnesota against Amy Klobuchar, status quo military industrial complex stalwart Amy Klobuchar. expand the federal government at all costs, Amy Klobuchar. And surely they'll use my being on this show as a as evidence or as a, an indictment, a disqualification for me to be able to hold a United States Senate seat. But that's a good thing. And you know, the referendum in 24, from a political standpoint, is the referendum that all American citizens face every day they wake up and participate in this nation's future. The referendum is on us, what kind of leadership we want to accept, what kind of leadership we're willing to buy into, we're willing to follow. And we have a crisis of leadership. And have we followed people like great Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump? Had we followed a number of people in our past, we maybe wouldn't be in this position. And, you know, before we went to break, I talked a little bit about Nick Fuentes and this, this debate that Nick and Alex had over the past couple of days, and I thought it was an interesting conversation. And I'll say in full transparency, there are a lot of people out there who I disagree with on a fundamental basis about a lot of issues. But I'm also honest enough to say when I do agree with somebody on some issue. And like Alex said yesterday when he was talking to Nick, there are some things that I agree with Nick on about this conflict, especially when it comes to foreign policy or American first foreign policy. Not $1 should go to Israel. Not $1 should go to this conflict whatsoever or any other conflict until we close our border and we secure our own nation, because we can't be a help to anybody around the country as long as we have this huge gaping hole in our own country. At the same time, to make the conversation all about Jews is just, you know, it's just a distraction. And that's really what it becomes. Look, nobody gets more upset. Nobody has been more critical of people using the Jewish identity in many respects, the same as the black identity as a historical premise to justify all of their would-be corrupt political agendas. And I do find that offensive, and I do think it's an insult, and I think it should be offensive and an insult to every Jew out there all across the world to see these certain individual Jewish political elites use that identity as a cudgel or as a scapegoat. Same with black people. It should offend you when a Hakeem Jeffries gets up before the American people and says, hey, elect me speaker so we can change the rules to suppress the rights of the minority. And that is what Hakeem Jeffries was suggesting. And that is what many of these conservative rhino neocon Republicans were suggesting, that that coming together with the Democrats to change the House rules so as to suppress the rights of the minority, in this case being Matt Gaetz and the other eight who challenged the budget, the CR bill, and McCarthy. That's exactly what they were calling for. And you gotta kind of chuckle at the audacity of some of these political elites to be able to look you in the face, to be able to march a black man up on the stage and say, let's change the Congress to suppress the rights of the minority voices. I mean, it's pretty brazen. It's pretty brazen. In the same way, it's pretty brazen to say that we have a biblical claim or a spiritual claim to a land when the same people reject the fundamental tenets of that faith tradition. You can't have it both ways. You can't have a spiritual claim to the land and not believe in the spiritual life or believe in the spiritual deity and to believe in God. The two don't go together. And Marxism and Zionism are, you know, very, very similar. Very similar indeed. And I think in here, you know, we have a war of the isms, a great misinformation of the isms, and people get very caught up in the isms. They use it in either direction, either to affirm their political worldview or to challenge others' political worldview. And we have it's a common calling card. And you have to know the history to be able to approach a topic with the broadness and the level of accuracy that Alex Jones often does. And it's why he's beloved. It's why he's revered. It's why he's respected. It's why he's been an essential player and trying to change this narrative. And it takes time. It takes commitment. It takes discipline to read the literature, to go back and do the research and look at the history to know what we're really faced with. And right now, most of all, we're faced with a sort of psyop on multiple fronts in a war of isms. And Marxism and Zionism is one of them. I was on Jason Whitlock's show earlier on Tuesday evening, early in the week on Tuesday evening. And I said on the show that Marxism, you know, you could look at Marxism as an offshoot of Zionism or Zionism as an offshoot of Marxism. And somebody in the comments, it's funny, I read the comments, a few of the comments now and then, and one of the people in the comments said that Marxism and Zionism had nothing to do with one another. That Marxism was a more egalitarian, global sort of, you know, collectivist idea, and Zionism is about the nation. And while some of that is true, when you go back and look at the founding members, I mean, the founding thought leaders of both movements, you run into similar people such as Moses Hess. I don't know if they can bring up Moses Hess in the studio there. You can bring up his Wikipedia if you want. That would be helpful that people can take a look at that. I mean, this information isn't really hidden, which is how it's so strange to see when a topic like Israel or the Middle East or the United Nations or the Balfour Declaration or any of these sensitive political issues come up, that people's narrative gets so warped and they become so so crazy in trying to talk about these things. This history is there for you to find. Moses Hess was a German Jewish philosopher, thought leader of both the communist variety and the early Zionist variety. And so, yeah, there is crossover in the earliest days of communist thought, of communist intellectual tradition there in Europe, and what would become Marxism and then what would become Zionism. Now, Moses Hess had a different idea than Hegel. Then Hegel and Marx, in saying that, hey, the bottom line of society, of human society, isn't resources and wages. There's a more important racial and national element to the proper construction of government or nations or, you know, authority, let's say, in the end, or organization, if for lack of a better term. And so, you know, and in that way, Zionism, strangely enough, would start to, in the wake of Italian nationalism at the time, there was an Italian nationalism that Moses Hess referred to. And Moses Hess called for, in one of his books, the establishment of a socialist commonwealth in a place called Palestine. Now, this narrative is so twisted up here that you'll have some people who are pro-Israel say that Palestine doesn't exist, or you'll have some people who are against Israel say that Zionism and Marxism aren't necessarily the same thing. And the thing is just all twisted up. And I just want to spend the second half of the show, if I can, a little bit talking about this idea and the war of isms. Yes, Zionism was a socialist movement. It was a nationalist socialist movement. In the same way the American media has made you believe that Nazism and communism are juxtaposed in politics. They're not juxtaposed. Nazism was a socialist movement. Socialist has its roots, has its roots in communist ideology and communist thinking and Marxist thinking. So we're getting played. I mean, when we create these prejudgments and these ways of talking about important geopolitical issues, we find ourselves often getting played, and I'm here to try and offer some voice of reason to sift through the madness and look at the real history to see what's really going on, to see the situation as it really is.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thankful to the great Alex Jones and InfoWars for allowing me to guest host, praying and thinking about Owen Schroyer and all of those who have become victim to this kangaroo court banana republic, Donald Trump in the crosshairs as well. And now we're going to see a bunch of rats turn state's evidence and perjure themselves from former testimony in the interest of destroying and bringing Donald Trump down. I mean, the game plan is very obvious, and hopefully I'll be back on in the coming weeks to talk more about this situation, that situation, the tyranny that many of you already know we face. But if I can, if you'll allow me, I want to spend a little bit of time in the second half of the show, the second half hour of the show, talking about the war of isms. And I watched the Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones debate, and obviously on my own podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, which you can find on YouTube. I've been talking about this conflict of it in Israel, and I hold no punches. There's nobody that can say that there's any Zionist, international Zionist conspiracy giving Royce White a phone call. I can guarantee you that. In fact, when I was in the NBA, many of the NBA owners and the power brokers there are Jewish, at least by their own identity. And I was made an offer multiple times to shut my mouth and go along to get along. And I told them to keep the money. And I told them that I thought I was going to outlive them, both here and in the internal where I come from. But I do want to say, just on a real strategic political basis, as somebody who's running for office, I am acutely aware of how these narratives have been used to distract people from the action that needs to take place. Number one, I want to promote precinctstrategy.com, please. And hopefully I'll be able to get the great Dan Schultz on with Alex Jones and all of you conscious, awake viewers out in the audience will hear the call, will see the beacon to come into the only party that has any chance of saving this great republic, and that is the Republican Party. If you support Donald Trump and you support America First politics, we're going to have to go into a gritty, all-out, knock-down, drag-out fight with the Rhino establishment, with the neocon establishment, to help elect and endorse Republican candidates that reflect America First policy. And that's not going to be easy. Like the great Steve Bannon said on his show earlier in the week, the Uniparty is not just going to sit down and give over the reins of power. They fought for this. They fought against this speaker election, and we'll see how Mike Johnson does. I like a lot of what he has to say, that's for sure. But I'm the hatchet man. I'm the watchful eye. So I have my eyes on everybody, any and everybody. And that there are no exceptions to that. And that's how every American citizen should approach their participation in this country, in their own citizenship, and certainly in the political process. So go to precinctstrategy.com and learn how to become a delegate. Learn how to become a precinct committeeman. The Republican Party is only one-third full. So when we complain about rhinos and neocons, and we can continue to allow the vacant seats of the Republican Party to sit empty, we're showing that our political participation, that our political emotion and passion or conviction is either been co-opted and absorbed into something that is not useful activity and not productivity. There's something we can do. There's at least something that we can try. And now they may be able to change the rules so that the precinct committee men seats and the delegate process won't be what it is today, but they will not have time to change that before the 2024 election. If we can get another 100,000 seats filled in the Republican Party with precinct committee men, or if we can rush the party with delegates, with America First delegates come caucus time, we can endorse America First candidates. And if nothing else, those delegates are going to be able to stick around after the election. If we are able to pull off the win to elect our RNC committee men and our RNC chairman, that's going to be just as important a role. And if you're just one of those people at home that says hell with the political process because it's rigged or it's whatever the case may be. Hey, anytime I was in a basketball game and I felt like the ref had it in for me, or I felt like the ref had a bias towards me, or was maybe rooting for the other team, or had a relationship, all I did was play as hard as I possibly could, and I let everybody leave that arena with the consensus, with the feeling that they just saw a man be cheated, and there is something valuable in that, especially in our American political culture. So, precinctstrategy.com. Don't sit in your home and talk about politics. Go be a part of the political process. Become involved and fight back against the Uniparty and the Rhino and the neocons from the inside. Precinctstrategy.com. Now, before the break, I was talking about the historical roots of Zionism and Marxism, and I brought up Moses Hess, and the producers there had the they helped me out by showing a picture of Moses Hess, brought him up right on Wikipedia. This stuff isn't hidden, but there were early communist thinkers that were involved in both the flourishing of Marxism and also what would become Zionism. And there's this sort of juxtaposition right now in American political culture, or the mainstream media at least, that you have communism and socialism as opposed to Nazism. And that the two are two sides of a different coin, but really they're two sides of the same coin. And when you get into the world war of isms, when you get into the history of isms, you see a clear trajectory that leads back to one root, and that is secularism. Secularism in a post-Enlightenment Europe that then became liberalism, that then became communism, that then became what we have today, the effort and impulse towards globalism. And there are other little isms sprinkled in there, and Nazism and Zionism and fascism are all a part of it. But this idea that Zionism and Nazism are a different thing is a scam too. I mean, the only difference between Zionism and Marxism, as laid out by Moses Hess in his call to establish a Jewish commonwealth, a Jewish socialist commonwealth in a place called Palestine, the only difference between the two is that Moses Hess saw a need for a racial and national priority on their socialist ambitions, on their socialist politics. And we often forget, we often let the mainstream media call foul against nationalism and borders, and they use Nazism as a pretext to do that. That Nazism was this fascist ideology. It was a socialist ideology. It was the National Socialist Party. And they were socialists. And who were the Nazis? They were the working class that unionized, that became the bourgeoisie, that took control of the political, the political system or the political apparatus, and they solidified that control through a police state. That's exactly what we have here today. It's exactly what we have here right now. And to be quite honest with you, when we talk about the Nazis or Nazi Germany being an ethno-national state, absolutely. The difference between Nazism and Marxism is that Nazism, much like Zionism, by the way, respectfully, both Nazism and Zionism place a priority on race. That there's a racial superiority component to both Nazism and Zionism, whereas Marxism had a more broad idea about taking collectivism and economic but oppression, quote unquote, economic oppression, resources and wages as a way to galvanize a totalitarian and all out police state or authoritarian state through the narrative of collectivism and the collectivism that could reach the far corners of the earth. And that was Marx's goal. That was Marx's idea. And in many ways, they've achieved that idea. We've already lost that fight. But we've lost that fight because we've let them separate us into false teams. Both Zionism and Marxism and nationalism, all of them were socialist worker parties, were socialist worker movements. The difference was at what they put at the masthead. The difference was what they put as their header. Zionism, Nazism, race. There's a race component. There's a race superiority. There's a race priority in their worldview. Marxism had much bigger plans, bigger than race. And we're fighting all three systems right now. We're fighting against all three factions right now. And they're fighting each other in some cases. But we have to be wise enough to find our own anchor. We have to be wise enough to find our own solid ground. And the solid ground for us is simple. We're American citizens. And that's the true modus operandi of America First policy. We're trying to find our anchors in the midst of a war of the isms. And what better than Americanism? What better than we are American citizens? We have free will and inalienable rights granted to us by a creator. Stay tuned to the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.